The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, as you have so many other days in the past, and hopefully so many in the future as well. We have an exciting show for you, and it's going to get even more exciting as soon as I stop with this introduction and get on with the show.
And we're a nutrition specialist with over 40-some-odd years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and very grateful owners of Alive and Well, along with our wonderful son, Darren, at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the most amazing formulas, wonderful organic things put together that are nutrients that are proven by doctors and clinical trials to be so great for your health. Scores of great nutrients, wonderful prices, etc. And it's also, let us never forget, the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. All kinds of seating now. Everybody's happy.
It's a beautiful
marble bar and all kinds of chairs and seating, and everybody's just enjoying the organic and whatever your choice. I like the freedom of choice, okay? I think that was part of the Constitution, right? Okay? Remember, the freedom of choice. Whether you're vegan, our daughter is, vegetarian, whether you're not vegan or vegetarian, you want it to be organic. You want it to be without the chemicals. You want it to be without the hormones. All those choices are there, and at scores of choices at the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. And our gratitude is endless for the local Maui organic farmers, for all every single day, the organic fresh produce brought in for all the different recipes, all the different things that you can think of, and high concentration, intense juicing only in glass of the organic vegetables, a whole array. I'm a huge believer, so are you, Den, of the green juices. We have a whole variety of them.
Do we ever?
And every single day, the detoxification and cleanliness and great nutrients that they add. You want natural potassium, other nutrients like
vegetables
that.
Vegetables are great.
You get
vegetables
the minerals
but
for those
organic
high intensity
vegetables, and with concentrated juice extracted from the organic
that's
vegetables.
That's right. A very concentrated.
Very concentrated.
And only in glass. And any time, Den, would you talk about we're broad spectrum down to the very basics of life. And the basic of life that is highly elevated and at the Broth Cafe and throughout Alive and Well, the Vortex Water.
Well, I'm always in a spin. I'm in a dizzying spin.
Are you, dear? You think I don't know that?
Well, I think
I've been spinning since I married you a zillion years ago when I was just a kid.
That's what I do to you, sweetheart.
But you don't dance, Den. You can spin, but you don't dance.
Well, that is my
get over it and start dancing, Dan.
How do you spin without excellent footwork? That's the way to do it.
Fred Astaire.
And
come on, tell
us. Vortex is spinning water. Spinning water, we used to have a big machine, a loud machine, which would spin the water and get it molecularly active and get bioactive again. You get it now with the Vortex water. It is super filtered. There is no plastic particles or any other pollutants in the water. As pure can be. And it is vortexed, if you will. It is spinning as it comes out of the faucet. That revitalizes the very molecular composition of the water. And you get real hydrogen, H, and 2, and oxygen, 1.
Okay? Exactly.
Which does what? It revitalizes your whole anatomy. That's what we were meant to drink.
Right, and free of any chemicals and detoxifying the body. Prove. Go ahead.
It's alive and well water.
That's right. And it's used in everything. I mean, all the different recipes, wherever there's water.
The broth.
Or the water served, or the coffee or tea, organic, whatever you have. All the things, the soups that are made are all with Vortex water, nothing else, correct?
You got it, baby.
That's
you nailed
right.
it.
And we have that source of that wonderful Vortex for you to fill up your great big jugs, bring them in.
And if you can, bring in glass bottles, or if you want to purchase a glass container, a half gallon, a gallon, or even larger size, you get a free fill of Vortex water with the purchase of your glass container.
Right, and you know, we could spend forever on that because a very famous doctor in 1938, Dr. Otto Warburg, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can rise. I can't make those claims. I'm just saying he stressed the purity of water that could be like this.
And Otto made those statements.
Otto Warburg. Did you know him personally?
You're
a little older than I thought.
He became famous. I wasn't quite up to his speed at that time. I haven't just been here a couple of years.
Okay. This is just fantastic, and it's just wonderful. And, you know, again, let us start by saying Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medication. Doctor's area, just educators. And we don't educate something floating up in the breeze. We educate based on what doctors have found about nutrients in clinical trials, all the different clinical trials, and we cite them for you, all right?
The clinical
Share
trials
that information.
And in their years of practice.
That's right.
Okay, these are holistic physicians.
That's right.
Who look first to do no harm.
That's right.
They using holistic food particles, components.
That's right.
To really address the health challenges of the moment.
Well, and what I love each week, the wonderful way testimonials, again, we're not making any claims. These are testimonials freely given. We don't pay anybody for it, and we certainly don't sing or dance for it, right, Dan?
Nor do we ask for it.
No.
These are spontaneous.
They are spontaneous.
People can't contain their enthusiasm for the improvement of their health.
That's right. Remember? Go ahead,
sweetie.
They
have to share it, and we're
right.
more than happy to witness the sharing, because we've experienced similar experiences in our life and our challenges, our health challenges through the years.
Right. And, you know, we used to have a term in theater. It was called improvisation. It came to you. It came to you. You weren't looking at a script. It came to you. The truth fell upon you. Well, this wonderful guy, he's in great shape and senior years, but great shape. But he said that eggshell membrane is a miracle for his skin. I saw this. The healing was so much better. And he said, look, less bleeds. He had a lot of bleeding under the skin. Free of bruising. And the flexibility, he said, is so much improved. Can you talk about this incredible eggshell membrane?
Well, it is. Unfortunately, people don't eat it. If you're cracking an egg, the yolk and the white come out and you throw away the shell, which contains the membrane. If you're hard boiling or soft boiling an egg, you might come in contact with it and curse the darn thing because it invariably rips the egg that you're trying to get out in one piece. It takes part of the white along with it, okay?
Right.
And so you're getting a fractured egg white, if you will.
Oi, gewalt, as we used to say in Yiddish. Oi, gewalt.
They're still
saying it. What a lot of grief is that?
They're still saying it.
But what does this membrane do?
The membrane is rich in nutrients which build connective tissue.
That's it.
Okay. What holds one cell together with another cell? It's the membranous, if you will, tissue that is in abundance in eggshell membrane. So it's pretty impossible to pull the eggshell membrane out of a hard-boiled egg, but you can try, or you can take a bottle of eggshell membrane, which gives you, and a couple of capsules, gives you a superb concentration of the beneficial effects of that membrane.
And I would like to say,
skin,
too, yes,
in restoring connective tissue,
yes.
In restoring natural metabolic function of nearly every cell in your body.
Right, and I didn't fully realize. I knew about the flexibility aspect, but I didn't realize, again, one of the things that distresses us most, I know I've certainly been affected by it, is when our skin gets so at the slightest touch or the tap or a bang or this, and the skin kind of ruptures under mm-hmm. that because it doesn't have that great flexibility and strength that it once had. But the eggshell membrane also working for the skin as beautifully mm-hmm. as it does.
But it also works for other connective tissue, the ligaments and the tendons.
That's what he said, right? Flexibility so much improved.
Absolutely.
The flexibility. And that's awesome. And I'm so grateful that we have the Alive and Well eggshell membrane because it does such dramatic things like that does. And another great partner in for cleaning out the, we're going to talk about this later, for helping those little capillaries and arteries and everything is MK7. And we will get into that later, okay? This older gentleman.
You mean vitamin K2?
Yes, the vitamin K2.
Okay, the Mark 7 edition of K2.
Yeah.
Okay.
I never knew Mark very well. Is that
somebody you knew? Mark always talked in sixes and sevens, and this is the seven.
Oh, I see. Yeah, seven, which I remember in numerology many years ago, they said seven was a great spiritual number.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. And this other older gentleman said, and that he had very severe leg cramps. He said his leg cramps are completely gone, which had been so severe, with Alive and Well's Cardio CoQ10. And he said, and he even found some support players that kind of help along with the CoQ10, magnesium, Circulegs, which is an herbal combination, mm-hmm. and vitamin D3 made a profound difference too.
Yeah.
His number one player, though, he said, was Cardio CoQ10.
And why is that? Because, folks, you've probably been listening to the show for any length of any different editions. Your heart doesn't become stronger as you get older. Your heart becomes less effective, weakens, just like every other muscle in your body. You can't run a 100-yard dash anymore, and your heart can't handle all the stresses in life that develop as you age. Unfortunately, aging is not a regenerative procedure, but you can regenerate your heart and your brain, say holistic physicians, by using Cardio Q10. Why? Because it strengthens every cell in your heart. It strengthens every cell in your brain. It strengthens every cell in your muscles. As compared with somebody of your same age who is not taking Cardio Q10. The heart beats about 100,000 times a day. Can you do that? If you could stay awake, you couldn't count 100,000 in 24 hours. It also pumps the equivalent of 2,000 gallons of your blood every day. That's a pretty active heart. But some hearts aren't up to the task anymore. They can't do that anymore. So the blood doesn't get where it's supposed to go. Well, what do you do? Well, if the blood doesn't get there, those cells start to atrophy. Those muscles become weaker. Those connective tissues become weaker. And then you have other symptoms arising. High blood pressure, low blood pressure. Those are all, say holistic physicians, evidence that your heart is not performing as it should. Well, by using the Cardio Q10, they say, that strengthens the muscles of your heart, and the mitochondria in every cell in your body contains mitochondria, and in every cell. And the mitochondria become stronger. They produce the energy in every cell. And when you increase the energy of every cell, you have a more functioning muscle, wherever that muscle is formed in your body.
Right. And that CoQ10 is the producer of adenosine triphosphate, cellular energy for the muscles of the body, and in particular, the muscle, which is the heart muscle.
And the brain.
And the brain, of course.
It's not recognized as a muscle.
Yes, that's right.
But the brain also contains high concentrations of mitochondria per cell, up to 5,000 mitochondria per every cell. You can't see a human cell. You can't see.
Without
a microscope, you can't see it. But within that little tiny little microscopic piece of life are up to 5,000 mitochondria, which produce in their prime and in the best of condition, produce loads of adenosine triphosphate, which is the actual spark of energy of life.
Spark of life, exactly.
Okay.
And the difference between what often is thought of as CoQ10 is it's not, it's often ubiquinone, which is in synthetic form and ineffective to be converted to what the heart needs. It has to be 100% ubiquinol, which is what Cardio Q10 is.
And when you're young, your body makes ubiquinone. Can you get this? You probably look back on your youth when you were full of energy and vitality and full of life. Your body was making, creating ubiquinone to activate all those muscles, all those mitochondria in every cell in your body. And your body had the ability at that time to convert that ubiquinone into ubiquinol. But you know what? Things aren't always as they used to be.
Right.
At a certain age, in your late 20s and early 30s, you will stop, the ability to convert that ubiquinone diminishes. Okay. You no longer produce the ubiquinone, so now you're without ubiquinol.
I noticed such a difference. I could give a testimonial for myself. I noticed such a difference with me, too, in taking the proper dosage of the cardio Q10, ubiquinol. I noticed such a greater ease in jumping up out of chairs and running around and doing any activity without feeling a little faint, feeling a little old, feeling a little draggy. And if you've been sitting for quite a while, oftentimes the blood flow isn't ideal when you suddenly get up. Not when you're taking the cardio Q10. That blood is flowing, that energy is going, and you can do your stuff.
If you like to see somebody jump out of a chair, come into to Alive and Well. And watch Mona for about 20 minutes, okay?
Jump.
She'll be doing a consultation, and suddenly she'll jump out of the chair and run to get a bottle of Cardio Q10 for
And don't forget, I have some Russian descent, but I have also German, a whole bunch of other places, in Romanian, but I use the word Trotsky not because of any Russian descent. I do a run in the morning, and it's called I call it the Trotsky, a trot.
Because you're trotting around the house.
Well, yes, but it's an energetic trot. And I do that, and thankfully for the Cardio Q10, one of the main players that gets me trotting, okay?
Trotskying
around. And I'm so grateful to this Dr. Jack Wolfson, who wrote a book, The Paleo Cardiologist. And he wrote tremendous points, okay? A doctor talking, backing it up with clinical research. And this is what he says. This is very important. And I'm quoting him. He says, cholesterol is critical to the function of every cell in the body. Hormones, vitamin D3, digestive juices come from cholesterol. The cell membrane is a cholesterol-rich structure vital to health. The more cholesterol in your brain, the less your risk of dementia, depression, and neurologic disease. Okay, cholesterol foods will make you live longer. And he then goes right into about how the lie of the statin drugs. All right, I'll share that with you.
May I just say something foistest before you do that?
Yes.
The recent studies of holistic physicians, not just recent, but it's been known for the last 30 or 40 years, the actual tests show that people with a high cholesterol level live 5 to 7 years longer.
That's right.
Than people who have a low cholesterol level.
Exactly.
So what these doctors are saying is if your cholesterol is 200 or below, you don't have a chance of living 5 to 7 years less than somebody whose cholesterol level is above that.
And this is the big plot to sell the statin drugs.
That's right. But it's also this, that cholesterol is susceptible to sugar. Sugar creates excessive inflammation, chronic inflammation, which hardens and gunks up the cholesterol. Just like you'd have if you're cooking with any kind of an oil in a frying pan or a baking oven. When you take the food out of the container, what's left around the ridge of the frying pan or the baking pan? It's healthy fats, which have been burned and just cauterized, if you will, right there on the spot, and that's what happens to your cholesterol.
That's right.
It's the sugar.
And he talks about the drugs, and this, I'm going to quote him exactly, to these cholesterol-reducing drugs. Okay, he says, unfortunately for our brain, our hormones, our digestive tract, and every cell in our body, statins decrease the pool of cholesterol available.
Statins are the anti-cholesterol
drugs. We know the extensive list of the side effects of these terrible drugs include diabetes, cataracts, muscle damage, liver damage, low testosterone, to name just a few. Those on statin drugs can have liver and kidney damage even after even after just a short space of using.
And dementia.
And dementia, which is just what he said. Live well, he said, that's his thing. You've got to live well. And here's, he says, there's been a big study was funded by Merck, the manufacturer of pravastatin, that cholesterol drug. No lives were saved by taking the drug, says the doctor based on that study. And he says, over 200,000 pravastatin capsules must be swallowed over 5 years to prevent even one death.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad you quoted that, because I've mentioned this before about major medical, professional medical journals, magazines published by the American Medical Association, the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, the New England Journal of Medicine, the British Medical Journal, the another British medical journal called The Lancet. They've all published the same basic information this fellow is talking about right here. And that is that the cholesterol is a vital component for the functioning of your brain.
That's right.
A vital component for the creation of any and all hormones
That's
in your body.
Absolutely.
And when you take the anti-cholesterol drugs, you get the dementia, you get the, right. the you get the diabetes,
That's
you get
right.
the hardening of the arteries, you get all the complications.
And he says the downside includes severe, I'm quoting Dr. Jack Wolfson, severe muscle damage throughout the body. Thousands of patients develop severe muscle and liver damage from statin drugs.
He's sarcopenia.
About, yes. Okay. Other patients have memory loss, transient amnesia. They don't even know who they are, where they are. These people literally lose all recollection of who, what, where, and when they are for days at a time. An excellent book was written several years ago, says Dr. Jack Wolfson, by Duane Graveline, M.D., titled Lipitor, Thief of Memory.
There you go.
In his book, Dr. Graveline, M.D., documents dozens of patients with memory issues from statin drugs. I personally think these people fall through the cracks, are covered up in the large trials, all, says the doctor, paid for by Big Pharma, all right? And could you read this final statement here that he has about the statin drugs?
Live well.
Okay. Right there, I'm going to show it to you then, the top paragraph.
The top, okay. This is a direct word for word, folks, by the doctor. Statin drugs limit the production of cholesterol, the critical molecule needed for cell function, hormone formation and digestion, and vitamin D production. There is no wonder why memory loss and amnesia occur in people on these cholesterol drugs. Every cell in the body is dependent upon cholesterol. Human life is not possible without cholesterol.
There you go.
Even though it gets such a bad rap by the drug companies, statin drugs and other drugs for cholesterol reduction do not address the cause of the disease, this thus representing another band-aid approach to health.
Okay, can I say one thing? I remembered many years ago, this particular doctor writing about the terrible side effects that he's quoting, you know, Duane Graveline, MD, and the terrible thing about, I had forgotten that amnesia, not knowing who you are,
That's
where
right.
you are, and different leading people saying that they met a wife or a friend or didn't know where they were in parking lots of supermarkets. Who am I? Where am I? I can't imagine anything more terrifying. And he's talking about these statin side effects. And here in European Pharma, the European top guy reporting here that the nutrient, again, coenzyme Q10, is incredibly important for the energy-producing pathways of the body. So it's not just Mona. Here it is, your pharma. CoQ10 deficiencies are common. CoQ10 levels decline with age, stress, illness, and statin drug use. Researchers found, this is important, that even 30 days of statin use cause a 51% decrease in blood levels of CoQ10. 30 days.
But it has
significant reductions were also found after just 14 days. In fact, one of the ways of tracking whether statin drugs are being metabolized in the liver is by noticing a reduction of CoQ10 levels. Statin-induced myopathy, muscle aches, muscle breakdown are very common side effects because of the depletion of CoQ10. Okay, go ahead.
Now, when she's saying CoQ10, when these doctors are talking about CoQ10, they're not talking about regular CoQ10. They're talking about the form that is in
CardioQ10. And he goes on to say that the CardioQ10.
Uh-huh.
And he says it's 100%, and they have to have the 100% ubiquinol CardioQ10.
Now, what makes the CardioQ10 superb is not only is it ubiquinol, but it is made according to the Japanese patent from Kaneka Drug Manufacturing Company. It is an absolute all-natural form, a bioavailable form of CoQ10. CoQ10 in the ubiquinone form is not bioavailable. CoQ10 in the CardioQ10 form is the most efficiently absorbed form of Q10 in the world.
That's right. And you know, interesting, here's another doctor, and I'm glad she's we got a lady doctor in this one, Dr. Marlene Merritt, very famous integrative physician, doctor. And she was reporting what was reported in the Wall Street Journal and Time, okay? And she says the government caught up with the truth when they stated that, quote, cholesterol is not considered a nutrient of concern for overconsumption, quote. Dr. Merritt says, that's right. You can't get too much cholesterol, says the doctor. In fact, you need cholesterol for cellular health. For, just like Dennis said, the proper functioning of your nerve transmitters for
that's
bone
it.
Health, and to make bile for digestion. You can't digest your food. The liver can't digest it
you
without
can't
bile.
Think. You can't think.
And she goes on, but the bile for digestion, that's another one. Studies have shown that people who have low cholesterol die far sooner than people with high cholesterol.
Exactly.
And I want you, Dan, she says recently, a new national study, okay? Right here, a new national study.
Okie doke.
Can you see it where it says a new national study?
I see so.
A new national study, UCLA professor.
There's a new national study led by the UCLA cardiology professor, Dr. Greg Fonaro, found that 75% of heart attack victims had normal or optimal cholesterol levels, according to accepted guidelines. Okay, so the problem is not cholesterol, it's not animal fat, but what then causes the plaque called heart disease? Again, says the doctor, the culprits are refined vegetable fats such as safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame.
Dan
all
has
those
said
pure
that.
Vegetable oils.
Dan
which,
has said that.
All right, and they create inflammation.
There it is.
Okay, and also, says the doctor, the culprit is sugars, which create more inflammation.
Oh, amen, 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 amen.
Excessive refined salts, which creates more inflammation, chronic inflammation, all of which are in thousands of modern foods. You see, says the doctor, refined vegetable fats and refined sugars cause the oxidation of cholesterol particles. I couldn't have said it
you
better.
You said it. You've actually said that when those bad foods, they oxidate it and turn it into free radicals.
Okay.
And inflammation.
Making them small, dense, and stick. Sticky.
They didn't call it Dennis. They just said dense.
Dense. Yes.
Not Dennis.
Yes.
Okay, so they're not naming it after you.
I've often been referred to as Dennis. Is it Dennis or is it dense?
It's dense. It's dense. Dennis can be dense, too.
It's dense Dennis.
But Gary takes care of that. He cuts off the mic at the time when you get too dense. Right, Gary? Thank you.
Well, when he wakes up.
Right.
And when the cholesterol particles are small, says the doctor, dense and sticky cholesterol particles, they easily embed in the things and the linings of your arteries.
There, plaque, 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 plaque.
And the
plaque.
Inflammation.
That's right.
Creates
the
heat,
plaque.
Which creates the plaque.
That's right. Flame-ation.
The triggers That triggers an inflammatory immune response. It starts the plaque-making process. Basically, your body is trying to heat tiny arterial wounds by making scabs out of healthy cholesterol.
She does that. She puts that together incredibly.
But a scab inside your arteries is a rough patch, which attracts more small, dense cholesterol particles, triggering more inflammation.
And plaque.
And the plaque builds up like a snowdrift. That's a great image.
That is a great image. She's excellent on that one.
Well, I guess a lot of people in Hawaii don't know what a snowdrift is. They've never seen one. But from a kid from Iowa who was shoveling 4 foot tall snowdrifts.
And the kid from New York used to see that even when I was a little kid in Brooklyn.
But you never shoveled it.
I was only a little tiny tot. My brother shoveled it. He was a lot older.
The result, says the doctor, is that your arteries become narrow, filled with plaque, and your blood pressure rises. You now have hypertension, and you're at risk for a heart attack and stroke. So get rid of the cholesterol, they say. No, let's just give another drug. And everything will be fine. But here's getting back to the article I talked about earlier about the review by of medical journals. They point out that the end result is that cholesterol has nothing to do with heart attack. It is the inflammation.
That's exactly right.
And that for every 100 people who have a heart attack and survive, out of every... They're all on anti-cholesterol drugs. Here's the big statistic, okay? Out of every 100 persons who've had a heart attack and are on cholesterol drugs, these editorialists, these publishers point out for the medical support, one person will have a healthy benefit of maybe a life extension of 1 to 3 years, but indeterminate. Nobody can actually determine how much longer they live.
We just read about hundreds of thousands to make even one. That's what I'm saying. Hundreds of thousands.
One out of a hundred of people who had a heart attack and are on cholesterol drugs, one will have a life-extending benefit. Could be several days. It could be 6 months or 6 years.
Okay. And so, you know, that's why, and so many people, friends have reported, and I've seen the benefits in my life, and you have, Ten, about this wonderful little nutrient, the MK7K2, right? Mark 7. Did I say it right this time?
Mm-hmm.
Taking out the calcification, working with vitamin D3 to put it in the bones where it's supposed to be, not in the veins and arteries.
Yes.
And therefore helping the health of the arteries so much.
Yes, K2 reduces the plaque. Okay, and K2 picks up the calcium deposits.
That's right.
And redirects that calcium to the bones.
That's right.
It also redirects and rebuilds the neurofibrillatory activity of the brain, of the entire brain function, the neurotrophic factors of the brain. It's a phenomenal nutrient, and it does the job of removing the plaque, which can be formed by absorption of calcium from the blood, but then the blood doesn't know what to do with the calcium, so it lays down a coating of crud. Well, vitamin K2 picks up that calcium crud.
Wonderful.
And redirects it, puts it directly into bones.
That's right. And actually, there have been so many studies about how the K2 along with the vitamin D3 dramatically increases bone density.
Oh, it does,
while
indeed.
Giving the healthy arteries, yeah, but also helping to repair the bone loss.
Absolutely.
That occurs with people. And you know, this is so important, because again, I'm in that category, I understand, but so many are, and they have a right to be, very distressed. It has a lot to do with age, but it has a lot to do with the things that we're exposed to, and it has to do with hearing loss. So many people share that, right? Friends share that. And yet this is known, but it's not practiced, but it should be. And I'm grateful to this top doctor, Frank Schallenberger, MD, how to reverse hearing loss without a hearing aid.
Okay.
Studies confirm these nutrients improve hearing range, eliminate ringing and buzzing, reverse hearing loss, and much, much more. He's saying this. So let's give this doctor applause and start listening up. Maybe if you applaud too loud, it's going to make your ears ring more. So let's maybe don't have to applaud that loudly, but you will when you hear this.
You can applaud with one hand. How's that?
And here's the studies, okay? Okay. What causes hearing loss in the first place, says the doctor? Your inner ear contains over 15,000 tiny hair cells. Did you know that, dear?
I knew it. I counted them at one time, yes.
One time you did that. Got a little bored and sat there counting?
Boy, it's
counting.
You know, well, when you get to 14,000. When you get to 14,000, you kind of lose track, you know. 14,001, 14,002, that gets to be pretty tedious.
You could get up and maybe dance around the room a little bit.
I do.
Okay, yeah. I haven't seen him. Anybody else seen him? I wouldn't believe you, but okay. Over time, says the doctor, these sensory, S-E-N-S-O-R-Y, hair cells become damaged. This usually happens after being exposed to loud noises, which can be continual. But that's not all, he says. Ear infections, circulation problems, high blood pressure, medication, and injuries affect your hearing too, and often without warning.
That's a very important part you just made there. The side effects of medications
and
drugs.
That's exactly right. It's on so many of them. It's incredible. And then this doctor says here, you no longer have to suffer in silence. Exciting studies, says Dr. Schallenberger, show that in most cases, certain nutrients not only repair hearing loss, but even reverse it, underline. Together, these compounds restore damaged hair cells, increase circulation to your ears, silence the ringing and buzzing, improve auditory nerve function, and repair noise-induced hearing loss. One of the best nutrients for improving hearing loss caused by exposure to loud noises is this one. How well does it work, says the doctor? Just ask the U.S. Marines. Soldiers with hearing loss are twice as likely to miss a target and 25% more likely to be killed. And in the studies, this show government scientists conducted a six-month study on the benefits of a natural remedy for hearing loss. And they tested it on the toughest group of all. I'll give that to you in a second. 1,000 Marines at Camp Pendleton who were undergoing rifle training. At the beginning of the study, the scientists gave 600 Marines an amino acid called N-acetylcysteine plus.
The very one the Food and Drug Administration is trying to get off the market.
Yeah. The other 400 were given a placebo. The Marines took hearing tests before and after the rifle training. The result? The scientists were shocked to find that 70% of the Marines taking N-acetylcysteine had far less hearing loss. Okay? Number one, says the doctor on his list, he says, you can see that why N-acetylcysteine is number one on my list for healthy hearing. Okay? Then he was on to tell about the dynamic duo that repairs damaged inner ear cells and improves range of hearing. Okay? Can you start about the dynamic duo?
I can.
Go ahead.
Okay, folks, again, this is the doctor's word for word. I'm not adding any comments to what he's saying here. The dynamic duo that repairs damaged inner ear cells and improves your range of hearing. Two remarkable nutrients, R-alpha-lipoic acid and acetyl-L-carnitine. R-alpha-lipoic acid is an antioxidant that's made in the body and is found in every cell. But here's what makes it so unique. While other antioxidants work only in the water, the R-alpha-lipoic acid is both fat and water soluble, so it can protect every muscle, every organ, and every tissue in the body. What's more, it can easily penetrate the blood-brain barrier, so it targets free radical damage to your brain, your ears, and your nervous system.
That's why it's been the leader in Europe for brain regeneration, along with acetyl-L-carnitine.
And also your eyes.
That's right, and okay. Acetyl-L-carnitine, a big player, too.
Meanwhile, going on, acetyl-L-carnitine, says the doctor, is an amino acid that increases energy production in the mitochondria. Now, remember we talked about mitochondria before? Mitochondria are produced by the cells in your body. They produce the energy in the cells in your body, and acetyl-L-carnitine amplifies that.
And that's been one of the major players also for brain regeneration, and it helps the liver break down triglycerides and fats.
Does
helps
ever,
the liver dramatically.
He goes on to say, power plants, those mitochondria, the power plants of your cells, think of your mitochondria as the furnace that fires up cell energy. As you age, your body produces less and less acetyl-L-carnitine. Thus, you have less sufficient metabolism and energy levels. When mitochondria don't get the fuel they need, it's like a car running on empty. When this mitochondrial fall off affects your ears, hearing loss sets in. He goes on to say, alpha-lipoic acid and acetyl-L-carnitine are a terrific team for improving the range, the volume, and the sensitivity of your hearing.
Right, along with the brain, et cetera, and a zillion other things.
Well, it's just, just regarding the hearing. Everything is improved.
Everything's
your
improved.
Muscle strength, your energy,
that's
your
right.
endurance, your strength, your thinking capabilities, your eyesight,
and
all of it. All your sensible cells in your body become alive with the energy produced by CardioQ10, R-alpha-lipoic acid, and acetyl-L-carnitine.
And an acetylcysteine.
And acetylcysteine
plus. And remember that when you see hear the word or you read the word acetyl-L-carnitine, acetyl means it passes the blood-brain barrier, gets in the brain and works effectively. It passes the liver barrier. It passes barriers to get in there, okay, and the heart barrier. So it much more effectively, it is not the same as the L-carnitine for a little muscle poop, you know, strength. This is a zillion effects by the acetyl form.
Well, to say that it passes, yes, it passes because the acetyl form is designed to get through the blood-brain barrier. The blood-brain barrier is there to protect the brain from certain chemicals and other components in your blood, which would be deleterious to your brain. But since the blood-brain barrier loves the acetyl form, then those forms are allowed in. The gate is open. The doors are open
right.
to allow the acetyl form to arrive.
And isn't it amazing that this has gone on? Now the military has implemented the N-acetylcysteine as a major component to protect the soldiers in the military training and even those who have already lost their hearing to regenerate. They found that it regenerated damaged hearing loss. And yet this is not taught.
It's not taught, and it's negated. The FDA is trying to get NAC off the market.
Because they want to make the synthetic drug, because NAC is so effective at, this is one of the exact definitions of its many functions, eliminates abnormal and excessive mucus congestion.
Mm-hmm.
That's an exact definition. It helps the lungs so dramatically.
Tell me about it.
Protects the alveoli so dramatically, does so many other things. Asthmatics have known about it, emphysemics. We know that so many of the different stories. It's been such a help on all of these levels. And don't forget, a major player at top hospitals around the world, US of A, how? To reverse liver damage and kidney damage. One of the major things given for the leading cause of liver failure, acetaminophen. I'm not going to even name the drug. Over-the-counter, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Leading cause of liver failure.
That's right.
And kidney.
And kidney.
Can you
and
believe?
Lung.
And yet used like popcorn.
And so the FDA says that NAC, N-acetylcysteine, is too good for the people. We have to restrict the sale to the people and give it to the drug cartel, who can increase the price of the product 1,000-fold instead of costing
you. And make a synthetic drug out of it.
Absolutely.
Instead of the natural form,
absolutely.
Copy it, and then prevent it from being sold naturally.
You've got to protect the drug company
right.
market.
Yeah. Then they can make thousands. They don't care if it's effective whatsoever. Right? Just
that's
money.
The name of the
money
game,
makes
maybe.
The world go around, right? If you happen to be big pharma. Okay, and those in collusion. I'm going to applaud Jack Wolfson. One thing he said that I'm so happy about. Remember how we always talk is, I can't do my day without my organic, high concentration, locally farmed from the wonderful Maui farmers, organic green juice. I'm so grateful. Every day, freshly squeezed and high concentrated and 100% organic, which it says. And here is what Dr. Jack Wolfson says. I start off every day with a green drink, says the doctor. Nothing is healthier than fresh green juice, 100% organic. Just make sure the juice is made from 100% organic produce. Where have you heard that before? Thanks, Dr. Wolfson. It boggles my mind, says he, how people choose to drink juice made from pesticide produce.
Yeah.
Concentrating pesticides from non-organic juice has devastating health consequences. Another option, you can make it from organic vegetables, even if they're dehydrated, he said, or dehydrated green juice. If you haven't got the time, just add the organic green vegetable juices as part of your food budget. You can add it to smoothies. We have all of those choices at Alive and Well. You can add it to a protein shake or even add it to a salad mix, okay? The health benefits are obvious. You are getting multiple servings of vegetables with multitude of vitamins and minerals, okay? Boosts immunity, protects the heart and brain. Reduce inflammation in many of my patients, okay? So he's talking about the organic green juices and the organic green juiced into powder, also both of the choices that we have there prolifically, okay?
Are you sure that Dr. Wolfson hasn't visited the broth cafe at Alive and Well?
I think he probably has, and he also swings by Alive and Well, too, taking some of the powders.
Because we've been extolling the virtues of these organic juices for years.
For years.
Okay.
And thank God now
we have, for this generation, we have a new doctor leading the parade.
That's right. Or
drink the true organic.
Right.
And super concentrated.
Super concentrated.
The way the juices are made at Alive and Well,
yes,
are super concentrated,
right,
over any juice you'll find anywhere else.
That's exactly right. And they're continuously, our wonderful experts are there continuously every day making all of these juices. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of the juices, the beet juice and the green juice and all. And it's just amazing. And it's because, again, when this got implemented, and I made sure to get that every single day, I'm a nutcase about it. Mm-hmm. I felt so much better, and I still remember years ago, you remember Ann Wigmore? Was it Ann Wigmore?
Do I remember Ann,
yeah,
Wigmore, of
and,
course.
And from Hippocrates Health Institute, she was a naturopathic doctor, very famous, who worked, again, not making claims, but she worked with many cancer patients and found the benefits of the organic green juices at the detoxification and helping the body to fight cancer.
And help the body restore the natural enzymatic creation of life.
That's right. That's right. And people say, I'm looking for potassium. I'm looking for a natural food that has... There's the natural food with all the wonderful things, okay? Right there with all the other great natural foods.
And as Wolfson mentioned, it's to make juice from non-organic produce
is poisonous. It is.
Because you're getting super concentrations of the very poisons you're trying to eliminate.
That's right. And, you know, it's amazing. And he stresses the different foods, all right? He says he quits it, live well. It sounds like Alive and Well, right? He has these little things in each thing, how important these different foods are. And he says, live well. And he goes many, many things, okay? And he's talking about, not processed, he's speaking about organic eggs, all right? How eggs do not contribute to heart attacks. And he says they have to be organic, the whole thing. And he goes, in one of my favorite foods, organic avocados, which is, again, what we use in all of our combinations. And he says it's actually a wonderful, it's packed with nutrients, fat and fiber, easy to travel with, the beauty and variety. And he goes on, oh, my gosh, about that. He says he eats an avocado just about every day. They reduce damaged LDL particles. So, of course, and coconut. And we have the fresh organic coconut milk every day from the local organic coconut farmer brought in. The coconut is an amazing food, falsely vilified over the years because of its high saturated fat content. Islands in the South Pacific consume 50% of their calories from this food, yet rarely suffer from heart disease. So they go on again, especially coconut oil. Its oil is a tremendous benefit. And Coconuts, he says, are a great source of saturated fat, fiber, and acids that fight cancer, says the doctor, raise HDL, and fight infections. And then he also points out that caprylic acid is a high antifungal. Mm-hmm. It's a natural mm-hmm. acid that's in there. So all the things that we've told you here, and he is saying over there that help the body be much healthier. And there's just so much information, and we'll have to touch on it, but I'd like you to read the intro on this, okay? And he says, this is an article by Al Sears, MD, Big Pharma's plan to turn cancer-killing mushrooms into costly drugs. They want to do that because
again,
the Japanese doctors found out years ago how effective natural mushroom extracts are in mm-hmm. fighting cancer and boosting up the immune system. And he's just talking about a Himalayan mushroom called cordyceps. Can you just read this part on cordyceps?
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is the doctor's words, word for word. A Himalayan mushroom called cordyceps is a natural cancer killer, has been used to treat patients successfully for thousands of years,
says the doctor. I didn't know that.
And today's research backs this, how effective the natural version is. Researchers have found that cordyceps fungi can exert anti-tumor effects in several ways. These mushrooms can, one, inhibit the growth of many types of human cancer cells, including lung cancer, colon cancer, skin cancer, and liver cancer.
Wow.
In lab tests. They can stop or slow down tumor growth in animals with lymphoma, melanoma, and lung cancer. It goes on to say that it strengthens the immune system and increases natural killer cells, and this makes it easier and more effective for your body to fight cancer naturally.
Isn't that amazing?
There is a product which I want to mention. I was going to mention this before. It's called Natural Killer Cells, which is a combination of mushroom extracts. And it's so effective in protecting your entire immune function in your body. It's all mushrooms, various mushrooms, in the right ratio, potencies, one to another, that work the most effectively in producing natural killer cells, which kill what? Virus, bacteria, yeast, fungus, mold, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And Dr. Alcio says for generations, Asian heels have relied on these medicinal mushrooms to treat every health condition, dozens of uses, even Alzheimer's and dementia. And he goes on to say, okay, these mushrooms are different from the ones that top your pizza. They contain powerful compounds, says the doctor, that make them much more effective than chemotherapy drugs without the horrible life-draining side effects. Multiple studies show that these medicinal mushrooms, I'm quoting him, kill cancer cells, shrink tumors, improve chemotherapy results if you choose that, counteract chemotherapy toxicity, improve your immune system function, expand lifespan, prolong remission. So thankfully, he includes turkey tail and all other kinds. There's so many other ones that are here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And a zillion different benefits. Maitake mushroom, all of the different things with reishi, and it goes on and on. There's just so many different things. That's why we've focused on doing that. And originally, the Japanese doctors were using these for tripling natural killer cell activity to fight tumors, too. So, again, natural and safe and wonderful, all different varieties like that. Natural, safe, and wonderful could be another name for alive and well. Natural, safe, and wonderful is alive and well. And remember, you can call the 877-4950. Dennis and I, not doctors, don't pretend to be, no. Just share information with you, like we're sharing now, in a beautiful sofa. Call the 877-4950. Set up a time you want to sit and talk. We're lovely and happy to sit there and be with you. Any of our services, 877-4950. There's no charge to sit with us. We just love being there with you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.